I know people who at one time found it very difficult to sit, but got deeply into meditation practice through walking. No matter who you are, you can't sit all the time. And some people just find it virtually impossible to stay seated and mindful with the levels of pain and agitation and anger they feel. But they can walk with it. In traditional monastic settings, periods of sitting meditation are interspersed with periods of walking meditation. They are the same practice. The walking is just as good as the sitting. What is important is how you keep your mind. In formal walking meditation, you attend to the walking itself. You can focus on the footfall as a whole, or isolated segments of the motion, such as shifting, moving, placing, shifting, or on the whole body moving. You can couple an awareness of walking with an awareness of breathing. In walking meditation, you're not walking to get any place. Usually it's just back and forth in a lane or round and round in a loop. Literally, having no place to go makes it easier to be where you are. What's the point of trying to be somewhere else on your walking path when it really is all the same? The challenge is, can you be fully with this step, with this breath? Walking meditation can be practiced at any pace, from ultra slow to very brisk. How much of the foot cycle you can attend to will depend on the speed. The practice is to take each step as it comes and to be fully present with it. This means feeling the very sensations of walking, in your feet, in your legs, in your carriage and gait, as always, moment by moment, and in this case, step by step as well. You might call it watching your step, pun intended, although it's an inner watching. You're not looking at your feet. Just as in the sitting meditation, things will come up which will pull your attention away from the bare experience of walking. We work with those perceptions, thoughts, feelings and impulses, memories and anticipations that come up during the walking in the very same way that we do in sitting meditation. Ultimately, walking is stillness in motion, flowing mindfulness. It's best to do formal walking meditation in a place where you won't become a spectacle to other people, especially if you're going to do it very slowly. Good places are your living room, fields, or a clearing in the woods. Isolated beaches are good too. Push a shopping cart in front of you through a supermarket, and you can walk as slowly as you like. You can practice walking meditation informally anywhere. Informal walking meditation doesn't involve pacing back and forth or going around a loop, but just walking normally. You can walk mindfully along a sidewalk, down a corridor at work, going for a hike, walking your dog, walking with children. It involves recalling that you are here in your body. You simply remind yourself to be in this moment, taking each step as it comes, accepting each moment as it comes. If you find yourself rushing or becoming impatient, slowing the pace can help take the edge off your rushing and remind you that you are here now, and when you get there, you'll be there. If you miss the here, you are likely also to miss the there. If your mind is not centered here, it's likely not to be centered just because you arrive somewhere else. Try bringing awareness to walking wherever you find yourself. Slow it down a bit. Center yourself in your body and in the present moment. Appreciate the fact that you're able to walk, which many people can't. Perceive how miraculous it is, and for a moment, don't take for granted that your body works so wonderfully. Know that you are ambulating upright on the face of Mother Earth. Walk with dignity and confidence, and as the Navajo saying goes, walk in beauty wherever you are. Try walking formally as well. Before or after you sit, try a period of walking meditation. Keep a continuity of mindfulness between the walking and the sitting. 10 minutes is good, or half an hour. Remember once again that it's not clock time we're concerned with here, but you will learn more and understand walking meditation more deeply if you challenge yourself to keep at it past your first or second impulse to stop. Standing meditation. Standing meditation is best learned from trees. Stand close to one, or better still, in a stand of trees, and just peer out in one direction. Feel your feet developing roots into the ground. Feel your body sway gently, as it always will, just as trees do in a breeze. Staying put, in touch with your breathing, drink in what's in front of you, or keep your eyes closed and sense your surroundings. Sense the tree closest to you. Listen to it. Feel its presence. Touch it with your mind and body. Use your breath to help you stay in the moment, feeling your own body standing, breathing, being, moment by moment. When mind or body first signals that perhaps it's time to move on, stay with the standing a while longer, remembering that trees stand still for years, occasionally lifetimes if they are fortunate. See if they don't have something to teach you about stillness and about being in touch. After all, they are touching the ground with roots and trunk, the air with trunk and branches, sunlight and the wind with their leaves. Everything about a standing tree speaks of being in touch. Experiment with standing this way yourself, even for short periods of time. Work at being in touch with the air on your skin, the feel of the feet in contact with the ground, the sounds of the world, the dance of light and color and shadow, the dance of the mind. Try standing like this everywhere you find yourself, in the woods, in the mountains, by a river, in your living room, or just waiting for the bus. When you're alone, you might try opening your palms to the sky and holding your arms out in various positions, like branches and leaves, accessible, open, receptive, patient.